Hi, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast, where turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. In this podcast, I'll bring you resources, tips, interviews, and lots more to help to grow your business and make it less dependent on you.
Hey guys, Dan Bradbury here, and in this week's episode, we're going to talk about how to find the quickest and easiest way to kill your business and why it can actually help you. Now, before we get into the episode, the business profit maximization scorecard goes along perfectly with this edition. So get yourself on over to danbradbury.com and have a click on the scorecard that is on the main homepage at the top at danbradbury.com, the business profit maximization scorecard, and take 5 minutes to answer a few simple questions, and you'll get an AI-generated 24-page custom report on the weaknesses in your business and how to fix them. So let's get back to this week's episode. John Boyd said, if you want to truly understand something, examine its opposites. So even more helpfully, it's a better way often of solving tricky business problems. Warren Buffett's business partner, Charlie Munger, popularized this method, taking a leaf from mathematician Carl Jacobi's maxim, invert, always invert. So this concept can be applied to business. Think, what could go wrong in this business, right? Because as Buffett and Munger found out, success in investing is more about how do you not make mistakes than just finding the winners. I believe too often you are looking for the win. Business owners are looking for the win, the panacea, the magic bullet. We're not looking about how to avoid where we can lose. It's the net profit that we're after. And the net profit is a result of all the money that you get and all the money that you spend, including the money that's misspent, that's lost, that's wasted, that's squandered. It's the net that you get. So, said a different way, your business chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Think about that. The business has a lot of moving parts, but your business chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And that's why people go, I want to grow my business. Oh, I need to figure out this marketing. And then if they, by luck, stumble across some new marketing tactic that works and drives a load of business, they still lose. Why? Because they get all this business, but then the weakest link, because they're suddenly flooded with customers, is either they don't have enough salespeople to close, or if they even have that bit strong and they close all the business, they then can't fulfill it. And then all the customers are pissed off and angry and want refunds, et cetera, et cetera. So even if they win, they lose. Okay, so really, this skill that we're talking about now, inversion, will make your business stronger, better, and ultimately allows all the good parts to compound on top of one another. So you're not running around like a headless chicken. So look, here's a simple four-part, step-by-step guide to inversion, and then we're going to talk about how to apply it to your business, and I'm going to give you a very potent exercise that will transform you and will make you a lot of money, even if that's just by avoiding you losing money in the coming 12 months. So, inversion, four parts. One, figure out what your goal is. What is it that you want to achieve? Number two, what's the opposite of that? So if what you achieve is the best case scenario, what's the worst case scenario? What does complete failure? So if you want business success, sales going through the roof, skyrocketing, growing 100% year on year, what's the worst case scenario? Might be losing 100% of your revenue. Okay. Step three is, how could the worst case scenario happen? What are the things that would trigger that? What are the things that would cause you to lose all your revenue? What are the most probable reasons that would cause you to lose all your revenue? And step four, how can you avoid the worst case scenario? Let's look at some examples. I mean, just think about it philosophically. If you want to have a happy life, avoid the things that are going to make you sad. Okay. How do you make your customers happy? By avoiding the things that will make them sad, the mistakes, right? It's not about doing things proactively that make them happy, but preventing the things happening that would make them sad, upset, angry, etc. So think about how you can do prevention. A ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you want to achieve something, understand what the obstacle is that's in the way that's preventing you from achieving that. Here's how it applies to your business. If you'll do this simple exercise, it could change everything. It can make your life a lot happier and more profitable this year. This is also sometimes known as a pre-mortem, right? A post-mortem, if somebody dies, we cut open the body and figure out what killed them. A pre-mortem is figuring out what's going to kill them in advance and then stopping that, changing that. So if you take a look at your favorite business idea and do these three things. Number one, imagine yourself sitting 1 year in the future after executing this business idea. Number two, imagine it has failed miserably. So you did the thing, expecting it to work and get this return, get this growth, get yourself out of the business, you know, sell your company, whatever. Imagine that you endeavored on that and it failed miserably, catastrophically. Number three, what went wrong? What was the iceberg that sunk it? This allows you to think through what could go wrong. What are the most probable causes for failure on your best ideas? Okay. So another way to think about it is, no matter how hot you are under the collar on this, is no matter how good it is, mismatch it. Ask yourself, why is this a bad business idea? Why will this not work? And it allows you to mitigate the risk and the downside. If you want to have a simple tool that will help you start whetting your appetite and understanding where your business is weak, where the weakest links in your business chain are, I'd strongly recommend you check out the Business Profit Maximization Scorecard on the homepage at danbradbury.com. That's all for this week. I'll see you next time.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. Three things you need to do now. Number one, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 Steps to Improving Your Profits and Cash Flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.